jazz rocker Dave Stryker's version of Pink Floyd's Money. Our topic now on First Take, April National Financial Literacy Month. And the Colorado Council for Economic Education has stepped in to provide help to teachers who want to increase their students' financial literacy. They've been doing it since 1940. The program is called the Stock Market Experience, and we connected with a longtime KUVO friend, Mary O'Neill, who also teaches at Goddard Middle School in the Littleton system, to talk about the Stock Market Experience in the classroom. I call what you do, Mary, the front lines. And just kudos for teaching at the middle school level. Got to be the most exciting, unexpected, surprise, everyday classroom one could work in.
There's never a dull day.
Never a dull day. Americans carry more than $2 trillion in consumer debt. 30% of consumers report having no extra cash, meaning we're spending it all. They have not attended your class. We didn't learn something, Mary. What are we missing?
No, if they had taken my class, they would have learned that you need to have an emergency fund. And they better not be investing if they're carrying a lot of credit card debt. They need to pay those off first.
That's the best investment in yourself, pay off the especially the high interest. The Stock Market Experience is this online real-time simulation. I remember my dad trying to show me the stock market page in the newspaper and saying, look here, son, this is where it goes up. You can see where it goes down. This is what it'll cost you. But you don't just buy a single share. You want to buy a bunch of shares in something low and watch it go up. Up is better.
That's right. Buy low, sell high.
That was my early introduction to the stock market. It's better now.
It is. Frankly,
mine's not. I need to take your class.
No, it was hard to get students excited. I remember back in those days doing it with the newspaper, and it's kind of hard to get students excited about it. But with the online, real-time investing, they get very excited. And my students, most of them are coming in having no idea. I don't even know what the stock market is. I hear them talk about it. I don't know what stocks are. So we start at the very beginning.
Mary O'Neill teaching stocks through the Colorado Council for Economic Education Stock Market Experience at Littleton's Goddard Middle School. So how do you do it? How do you teach these students, at least in your grades, how to buy low and sell high?
Well, the first thing is you have to come in with some background information and training.
Yeah.
And where I learned was through CCEE classes.
So you have to teach the teacher how to teach the stock market.
Exactly.
Because they're showing you ways to get through to young minds.
No, because a lot of teachers, when all of a sudden I'm teaching financial literacy, I have no idea how to teach this. Well, you take the classes, which I've done, and I did take a class on understanding investing. And I've taken a lot of classes, and you get some background information from top-notch instructors from CU Boulder, CU Colorado Springs, Metro. We've had some professors from other countries come in and teach. And so there's the component where you're getting the background information from a college professor, but then there's the teacher component where there's a teacher on, okay, here's how you take this into the classroom and teach it to your students.
Okay, so it's George, I got to ask. Are you an investor? Have you invested in anything yourself?
Just a little bit. I'm one of those low risk type people.
Yeah. And you've got to know your tolerance for risk. I've learned that over time.
Right, and that is one of the things we address, that as to how you invest depends on, you do a risk assessment.
Teachers live for the light bulb moment. When do you see the lights turn on for students?
I'd say one of the coolest things that happened 2 years ago is at the end of the year, I had a student say, Miss O'Neill, now when my mom listens to the news and they talk about stocks and they talk about the stock market and the Dow Jones, I know what they're talking about and I can explain it to her. So that was great.
That's cool because kids explain stuff to us. Yeah. You know, you're doing the facts of life and the kid usually says, so what do you want to know? Mom, what do you want to know, Dad? Mary O'Neill teaches financial literacy through the Colorado Council for Economic Education Stock Market Experience, the website ccee.net. Are you hopeful for these young people? They probably have an advantage over the kids who are not learning about stocks and the way capitalism works in this system.
Oh, absolutely. And then you can tie it in every day to what's going on in current events, how it affects the stock market. I'd say I teach saving and investing, so I've taught them about saving. And now that we're in the stock market game, they have $100,000 to invest. Is getting them to spend that money. It's like, you told us to save it. No, invest.
You have to invest. It's a two-part lesson. You can't just stop with saving. You have to get it out there and risk it a little bit.
Especially when you look at today's savings rates.
Mary O'Neill teaches this stock market stuff to middle schoolers at Goddard Middle School in the Littleton system. Thanks for your support of KUVO. You found us to be a worthy investment of your time.
Absolutely.
And support. Find out more. Hey, teachers, get on this financial literacy thing. The class is offered at CCEE.net.